the following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
What did Sigmund Freud say to a patient who ate his vest during a visit? Give up?
Of course you don't give up. You know the answer. Send it to us and receive nothing. Just write it down and mail to Give Up, not me. Post Office Box 67676767667. Act now.
That's control over there, you know what I mean?
Who else but me? Difficult Historian, Godfather of Internet Radio, the Bard of Broadcasting, Two Bees, Bard of Broadcasting, the Vegetable Man. And the Third Man, you get all that in one package, plus Son of Frank Cotolo. Mr. Ray Cotolo is here with me. And Alex Drones, the most disgusting man ever to put his mouth in front of a mic. You'll know what it's all about. If you like conspiracy, just stay tuned. This is gonna stink up the whole room. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. One mic, two people, two mouths. Tis I, Frankie Tolo, man's name adorns the title of the show. With me, a man who has embraced broadcasting and the arts in certain ways. We don't know. We haven't seen the complete development of all this, but as he, you want to hear him too, aside from his own show. You can hear For Culture, For Thought, live on Tuesdays Because I'm telling them now, and of course you won't be there next, well, unless you are, and that's, that also takes place. So please welcome. I don't have the applause music. You can give me a little further. Just, you know, we have one mic. Just such a cheap operation, you know. Welcome, Mr. Ray Catolo.
Hi.
Oh, and then you go right into it and eat it. Look what you did to the sound. Look what you did to that.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to go that deeply into it.
Okay.
Just I put it loud so that we could both talk off this mic and really do a great job. Lightning bugs are back. I think I mentioned this last week. I thought I saw the first one, then the second one, then the third one, then I stopped counting. It becomes summer, hot, humid. You could see the heat. I love when you could, I don't like how it feels, but I love when you could see the heat. You look down at the ground, but you kind of look at it like it's the straight. I guess you got to put your head down. You got to look at it from a almost a level point of view. And you could see on really hot days how the heat is rising, because you could see your vision gets a little wavy. The vision.
I thought that was the heat melting light.
If that's what college kids do with science, then yeah. I don't know if that's...
I mean, after 4 in the afternoon, that's probably how they see it.
Yeah, yeah. You see, here's the deal. My name is Frank Catolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. And a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the fact that I was mentioning Ray. Because when I started this show, you were alive, but you had no idea about anything. You forget about the fact that I was going downstairs in the basement in fact, when this began, let me tell you a little something, Ray, you might not know. When this began, and before this show began, there was a stupid little program, that we did over at Ivor, Ivor.com, okay? A bunch of musicians and crazy independent people, okay? Mm-hmm. And you couldn't do radio like this. I had to do segments, and then you would plug the segments into like a cue line, mm-hmm. or a cue cord. And, what I would do is I would play independent music of people who were out there, because that was a big thing at the time, right? Mm-hmm. So, I got tired of saying things about the same, 20 people. And I didn't like talking about myself, because I had music in there too. Yeah. So I decided to just make up stories about the people, about the songs. I said, here's a song you'll love. It's, it was written in a covered wagon. that just junk I came up. I just made it up myself as I went along, and I had a lot of fun doing that. Now, while I was doing those segments right over there, not here, I mean right over there, I was standing right there. And your mom at the time had an herb business, mm-hmm. okay? And that was done over here. Yeah. So she would be down here. She would be packaging herbs that she would send to people who sent her money and said, let me have some muskrat dust or whatever it is they ate. Let me have some cherry leaves, cherry leaf residue or whatever it is, the stuff that they sell. And I would be over there, and I'd do it. And then I'd turn it off, because they just did like a segment at a time, had to record it, then later load it. Okay. And then you load the songs in between. So it was impossible to really talk over music or anything. Mm-hmm. It was really crappy compared to this. Okay. That was before this really started getting quite
wild. You're right. I don't remember that.
No, you don't remember that at all. But this is what we were while you were sleeping and pooping in your diapers up there, upstairs. And we would listen for you, what have you. And one time, your mother knows, because she's seen me do broadcasting and saw me, work and everything, but through the years. But she said, you sound like one of those guys. She'd say, you sound like one of those guys. This is what really made me take it crazy, go crazy.
Okay.
Do you sound like one of those guys in the middle of the night selling a Japanese knife? I sounded like, because I kept talking, and I went, I got to talk about more interesting things. So then I said we were high, then I changed it and I went, here we are high above the High Above Hotel. And I made it like, then we're building studios. So I used to throw things around like they were building around me. I have a hammer and knocked down. I did all this kind of stuff. And then, and you had no idea any of the stuff was going on. That wasn't even Catolo Chronicles. Then Jim Waskowicz called and got in touch with me from amcast.com. And he said, you have to come to here, because radio is going to be a big thing on the internet. And you've done radio. You're like a real radio guy. You're not like one of these kids we have here. Mm. Oh, it's okay. They're good. They're fine. They're doing it. But, he said, but you could be like, So that was a little bit of what happened. Then I started to do this. And this was originally done over there, because that desk, you know, feel like people are looking, right? They can't even see. There's a desk on that side. It used to be over there.
Yes.
And I used to do it from over there. So I'm just telling Ray Catolo here, who, by the way, in a month will turn 18, a pinnacle of his life. That'd be right, pinnacle?
Sorry. I mean, depending how you look at it.
Okay. All right. Giving me a lot of room, a lot of leg room, a lot of squeeze room. What's it called? A lot of give, a lot of take.
You're using a lot of words to describe the same thing. You're doing all right.
I'm the master of the synonym. I'm the master of the synonym.
That's why you pull out a dictionary.
Yeah, another thing, master of the synonym. Well, this is not a... this is dictionary. Because you know why? Let me tell people a couple of things here first about what we're going to do. And we're also later on, please stay tuned, call your friends' friends, your friends, the enemies of your friends, your relatives, and their pets, and tell them that what we're going to be doing, we're going to be periscoping later. Now, if you don't know what, you must know Periscope. Everyone know, tell them about Periscope if they don't know it.
Basically, it's Twitter's live streaming app that you can get on Google and iTunes, and you could watch people live their lives.
Yeah, tons of people are on Periscope. They give you a map. And, well, anyway, you go visit people, and then you tap it, and you give them hearts if you like things. Mm-hmm. Hearts come shooting hearts, And I'm saying this, and I'm feeling stupid because you know more about it than I do, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Most of you people out there, as Ray does. Later on, we're going to go on Periscope, and if you want to go on Periscope, how will they do that?
They could follow me at Ray Catolo.
There you go.
And yeah.
So go learn to go attach that to at Ray Catolo. What do you attach it? Ask for who or ask? What do you do?
You type in the search bar at Ray Catolo, and then you'll find me. Ray Catolo.
And then you go to that thing, and then later on we'll tell you when we're going to do that, because we want some interaction. We want to hear from you, and we want you to help us do rants. And I'll tell you why. But first, before I do that, let me remind you about forculture.com, where not only Forethought, which is live Tuesday nights from YouTube. Ray is on, are you on, you're not on YouTube every week. You're live here on SRN Media Works.
I mean, the show goes up after it airs on YouTube.
Okay. That goes up there. This show doesn't. This show goes to juicedtalk.com. There's plenty of ways to do that. I want to mention something here because the program, the stations usually run me and sometimes run a show after me because the show that comes on after me is Savino Veritas. With Thomas Savino. And so if you're listening to this show as it is broadcasted live, you're not listening on a rebroadcast. And you know that, because if it's not Thursday night at 9:10, you're listening on a, it's not live, okay? But it always sounds live, okay? And other stations that run Savino Veritas will have to run a repeat tonight and until further notice. Mr. Tom Savino. And let me first of all tell you that this close friend of mine is doing well. And you're going like, what? What happened? Yeah, well, okay. It was more like, Tom suffered a minor, I guess that's not even a minor heart attack. I guess that would be major.
I don't think there are levels of heart attack. Yeah, I think it's just you have one or you don't.
I know. It's like on the news tonight, they're talking about that kid from Korea who came here with a coma and died. Mm-hmm. And the news people in our local stinking, no good, immature and amateur news people,
yeah.
They said, that tomorrow they're going to hold a final goodbye for him. I'm telling you, you know how I get years and years and years and years. I've been trying to make myself a better English speaker. Anyway, let's talk about this. Tom Savino is resting comfortably. He had an incident, an event, they call it. And that's what they called it when I went to.
I mean, they call concerts events too.
I know, but they said like, "Well, you had an event." I'm making like I know he had a Iranian.
Also, why does the doctor sound like that?
Because all the doctors, there are many, many great doctors that are not from here. You know, a lot of people don't become doctors anymore. Mm-hmm. You, I, are we doctors? No.
No.
You're not going to be a doctor. You're going to college. You're going to be a doctor?
No.
No. Well, that makes room for about 10 more Iraqi doctors who could come here and do well. But everyone, we wish, and we know all of you wish Tom a healthy recovery. And I will let you know As soon as Tom is back home, give you an email. You could all say thank you. Hope you're doing well. Send him. Go to 123 Greetings and send him those stupid little singing balloons. And go like, yeah, we hope you're feeling really good. Hey, you stupid crap. It's free. What do you want? You know. And I will tell him that you all said hi. And he will be back at Savino Veritas soon. In the meantime, other Savino Veritas shows archived at JuiceTalk.com. Now you know where to find everybody. And is that everybody? And the books. You know about the books. I got to tell you about the books, okay? Amazon.com. Plug in my name. Plug in's not the word, is it? What do they say?
Type.
Type in my name. You see, after, over 18 years I'm doing this show, okay? And it's great. And he just comes in. It's like, you know, sometimes I feel like you're my dummy. I'm holding, you know, and I'm speaking through you, or you're speaking through me. That would be it. The dummy speaks through the guy. The guy doesn't speak through the dummy.
The guy speaks through the dummy.
No, he doesn't. The guy doesn't speak through the dummy because the dummy doesn't speak. The dummy speaks through the guy because the guy speaks.
But who's the dummy?
Well, I think everybody knows by now. My name is Frank Catola. Man's name is doing the title of the show. We were, that's it. What else do I have to tell anyone? The movies, whatever. The books, the plays, the movies, everything. It's all over. Okay, that's done. Okay.
What plays?
Whatever.
Are you hiding something from
me? I am, actually. I wanted to start this show because we're going to start talking about Ray and I were watching. What did we watch? I watched the Megyn Kelly recent, which got very bad ratings, you know?
Yeah.
Like if people just didn't want to watch. Oh, look at this. It's coming apart. People didn't want to watch Megyn Kelly. They were watching, and you know what's funny? 60 Minutes was a rerun, and then people were watching reruns, or they were watching Dancing with the America's Talent. That's when you take, and that'd be a good one, put the shows together. America's Got Talent, Dancing with the Star, Dancing with America's Talent. I'm gonna be on that one. But a very controversial thing, so it was, and so it continues to be. A guy named Alex Jones. Well, we have our own guy who really stinks up the air. Does anybody know? Let me tell you something about. I'll tell you what it is. The controversy today, of course, having to do with alt-right, alt-left, the news, fake news, makeup thing, you know, all this stuff that I have in my life crafted into an art and always called it as a fiction. If you go to blurb.com and you buy Molotov Memoirs, you will read stories that have glimpses of truth. And it's like I say, it's the closest thing I could, it's the closest thing to a biography, to an autobiography. It's the closest thing to an autobiography.
You're really trying to say
that. I got
that.
It. Okay. It's the closest thing to an autobiography I could write without telling the truth. That's it. And it is. And there are tons of things. Everybody knows that anything, memoirs, comedians get up and they'll tell you, I'm walking down the street the other day, and they're just setting up. They're trying to make you feel like this really happened to them. And the more they make it sound like it really happened, the more you laugh at it and you realize, oh, it's a wacky guy or a gal and they live in this wacky world. But it's all lies. It's all lies, 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 I tell you. Lies, lies, all lies, I tell you. That's Bobby Jordan from Angels with Dirty Faces, 1940, 1941. It's all lies, lies, I tell you. It's all lies, lies, I tell you. One of the Dead End Kids, the original Dead End Kids from Broadway. Okay. Now, famous dreams line. It's all lies, lies, I tell you. Look at it. Okay. So, I do the most obscure imitations, you really gotta, that's esoteric.
That's a nice way to say bad.
You know what? No, that actually, you wanna hear him say that and see how well I did that?
Do you wanna hear mine?
You can't do Bobby Jordan. You don't know him.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Jones.
No, not yet.
We gotta keep up with him.
You gotta keep up with me. Here it is. We made a funny character out of a guy named Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones, as I said, was on Megyn Kelly news show recently, talking to him about his crazy, wacky website and company called
InfoWars.
InfoWars. Now, throughout, if you like this guy, go away. Okay. And I can't imagine you'd be listening to this show if you liked him anyway, you know. But what I'm saying is that, he takes the fictional and, tells it as if it's real, makes things up, crazy things. And I'm going to give you a little taste of him, and then we're going to meet Alex Drones, who is our crazy, crappy guy, we're going to play around with this thing. We have no plans. Once again, this is Cthulhu Chronicles, a man named Don't Touch on Me, Frank Toll, and we never rehearse, but we're always prepared. And Ray and I are going to talk about that. I'm going to give you, let me first give you an idea. I feel stupid, like you don't know Alex. I think everybody knows Alex Jones right now. Okay. But I want to read something when he calls.
He's a rock star.
News, right? Doesn't he call news? News? Does he say news? What does he call
it? The lying media.
Yeah, but he
called. It's a lame stream.
Hey, wait, I have written some things down. I know I'm right. You are the resistance. There are these junky things down here. Welfare weapons versus the deep state. Well, anyway, I was going to look up the word. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm going to close this dictionary. You know what? Because it's so hot. And this is so old, this dictionary. Look at how yellow. It's got yellow. Look at it. The edges are just ready to wilt. Like, they'll wilt like a Chamberlain. Just into the distance. But what we're going to do is we're going to look. But let me give you an idea of the nutness and the craziness of Mr. Jones. I'm going to call him Mr. Jones. I'm going to be very tough on this guy. And I'm just hoping, I know it's not going to happen, because now he's got this InfoWars thing, he's got millions of followers.
Now, he's been doing this for like 5 years.
Yeah, but he started out with not a lot of things. Now he sells little testosterone things. Junk.
Yeah, he sells pills to make you resist the government.
Junk. He's a junkie.
Okay.
And if you're a news junkie and you hate everything that happens in what is supposedly the institution, then, of course, you could find this little tub of fat lies, this tub. I mean, I know I'm not even, no way, and I'm going to be politically correct with this guy. I would like to see this guy carve and eat Sean Hannity in one of his shows. That would be good. Or I'd like to see him and Rush Limbaugh. Okay, we're not going to get into my particular, because you know how I am about these guys. But I know that ultimately I know one thing. And I knew this, and I've talked about this here on this show, even when we talked to conservative people. And that is that I said a long time ago, I said, well, look, that's his act. You know what we did? We did this according a long time ago when Glenn Beck was the real hot, crazy, you know, conspiracy guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, if that's his act, the only danger of these people is if they really believe what they're doing. Otherwise, it's just an act. Mm-hmm. Sean Hannity's an act. And all these guys are acts. And if they were real, they would come on this show and they'd call me a dirty, stinking liberal, no good, you know, and I could put them on cam and show them my butt. That's what No, wait.
That's your solution to everything.
You know, if you think about it, it makes so much sense. Back to Alex Jones. So we said, why don't we do Alex Drones, you know, and do this thing. And Ray does a great imitation of him. We'll do that in a second. But I want you to hear just the ranting of him on his, and see, could you, I don't care how old you are or how young you might be at the time that you're listening to right now. Could you listen to this? And get excited about anything? Why would you care? Do you think your life is falling apart? Let me tell you something. Listen, here's what I think about the listeners. Or not listeners, because I listen to them. I listen to everybody now and then, a little bit, because I don't believe in just listening to whoever it is I thinks like me, even though there isn't anyone who thinks like me, you know. But I do. But if you're listening to this stuff, and your buttons are being pushed, you really do have to get a life. Something's wrong with you. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. But really, something's wrong with you if you want to get into this cauldron of creeps, of people who feel, unless you want to be a clown. You know, a clown puts makeup on, calls himself Giggles Wiggles or Figgles or Diggles or something like that.
And or goes, all of those.
Yeah, and goes out and just, you know, has fun. Just goes out and, but when it's over, takes the mask. See, but guys like Fatso Corrigan, by Fatso Corrigan, by Fatso Corrigan, I mean Alex Jones. You know, I wonder if, you know what, if it echoes enough, if it goes through the, although no, it's not going to work because Marc Maron won't even be on. Jiggy Jaguar for 2 years. He's screaming at Marc Maron to get on this show because he's a great podcaster. Oh, I'm the guy who started it all. Well, screw him. And if he wants to come and fight me, we'll do it on this show. We'll fight. We'll do it. We'll fight. It'll be great. Marc Maron, that's it now. Don't even come on to talk about podcasts or broadcasts or ice casts. Just come on, let's fight. That would be good. A fight on radio would be great. Okay, but here's I'm going to give you a little rant, a collage of Alex ranting. I have it right here. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Now, if you like this and listen to this, if this does something to you, immediately, the commercials for meds now, they're all the time, right? You know, if you feel a stopping of your heart, immediately call your doctor. You know, if suddenly you turn red, and you sing Hail to the Chief, then, you know, please.
And it lasts for more than 4 to 6 hours.
Call your doctor. Here goes.
Can't wait to send the police to your house to chop your testicles off.
Listen.
They chase them down in Africa and India and chop their testicles off. Look, nobody's chopping my balls off. I'm not going to stand there while you stand by with machine guns and the local doctor chops my testicles.
I
am finished. Oh. You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know the number one. Oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide murder pills. Influencers get more money than a psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
I'm sick of the same old script here, bud, for shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
Okay, that wasn't the
case. How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000.
Hey, unfortunately, you're not one of them. Oh, dead. Hear what I said?
How many great white sharks?
How many
kill people every year, but they're scared to swim?
It's what he wants you to do.
How many?
Why'd you get fired? It's maggots. You are piles of demonic disease. You piece of and now it's time to cut your head off. And we're gonna kill you. To kill everybody.
I'll kill that whole family.
Go, please, Satan, release us to kill the American people.
Get ready for millions of dead Americans and then it's going to happen. Oh, God, that feels powerful to kill people. Oh, yes.
Alright, I have to say, how perfect when it comes time to make the Alex Jones biography movie. Would Kevin James be for that role?
Kevin James might.
Even better, more obscure, Frank Caliendo.
Oh, Frank Caliendo would be great. Absolutely terrific. I'll bet you dollars to donuts. You buy the donuts?
Of course I do.
That he does him. What happened to Frank Caliendo?
He's just touring at this point.
Yeah, he just does a great, great guy. He's a terrific. But he's he's a big Trump guy. Did you know he was a big?
I knew he was a big guy. I didn't think he was a big Trump guy.
He must do him. Anyway, I'm sure you all know that through the years, that's what he's done. That's what he screamed. And people, if you like that, and it's okay to like screaming. It's like if you like metal, heavy metal, people like heavy metal. And even though they might all, it doesn't matter. If you like that, that's fine. But if it makes you react in message, I mean, you could listen to heavy metal and the guy is screaming. Well, first of all, you can't even hear what they're saying half the time when they really, really screaming. You know what that was?
What?
That was chicken. Just chicken. I eat well and I still go like that. But Jones, who's on, I don't think he's on. He's not on live. You just go to InfoWars and or does he?
I think he is live.
He's live sometime or another. Oy, oy, oy. And, you know, I'm as bad as the people who like him because when I listen to him, he makes me react.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take my fists and I want to punch his skull in. And so he does incite violence, okay? Because he doesn't. I don't think everybody, but he does to me. Mm. He does. At the very least, I want to break bottles. I want to shoot groundhogs. I don't do that anyway.
You do that anyway.
I know. It's sometimes some people think it's a mental case, but it's not. Very carefully planned. But I'm not. You see, I don't play me on this show. And Ray can tell you that. Do I play me? No.
No.
No, I'm me. I'm me. You've always gotten me. This is me. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm sad. Anyway, I break into song like that. I talk about things. I do stuff. Yeah, we have a lot of guests. Hey, guests. That's what I wanted to talk about. This was supposed to be, Stacey Wilson was supposed to be here tonight. God, you got to love Stacey Wilson. And she's going to be back again. She couldn't be here tonight. Because she's making a film and she had to go audition somewhere. She's going to be here maybe next week, and we're going to talk about movies, because she's making a couple new ones. We're going to talk about the favorite movies of celebrated directors. That's really good. I got a list of celebrated directors, guys like Scorsese and Fellini, even dead ones. What were their movies? What movies did they like the most, you know? And we're going to talk about that, because Stacey's not like a lot of people. Who say things like, "Hey, he's the warped collection of the nervous mind." What was that stupid movie Jim Carrey.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Okay. I mean, the greatest movie of all time. I love this. My favorite movie. You're sick. And I love you. You know, you could like a movie, but I mean, you could love a movie, but filmmakers love movies for so many different reasons, and you should love movies for many different reasons anyway. Stacey, I called her Tracy. I've done that before. Stacey Lane Wilson, I'll just call Stace. Stace is going to be on again, I hope next week. And we're gonna do that and talk about that. Other things are gonna be happening as time goes on through this summer, this long, hot summer. There are a couple of weeks we won't be here, but we'll get to that later as things go on. But there'll always be me here though. Even if I'm not here, I'm here. Cause either you run a rerun and it sounds live. And the topic might be like, well, what are you talking about? That was like 2 years ago. I think it was a show. It was 2 years ago. All right. But anyway, it's still entertaining, still exciting. And hey, Breadheads! And I'm brought to you by Bunny Bread again.
The damn Bunny Bread.
I get a sponsor who isn't a sponsor. Don't you love that? I sound like Bill Bostic. Hey, the fat hat, the fat place, fat clothes for fat people. You don't know what I'm talking about, but you will someday. It'll all be out there. It's all going to come out in the investigation. Oh, that reminds me. You've got to go. Wait a second. There's a brand new now. There was a week skip. You've got to go to the Montreal Jewish News and read this week's political pulp. This has got to be one of the best political pulps ever. And I haven't posted up on Facebook yet either. But it has to do with this is a scoop. You want to talk about leaks?
Uh-huh.
We had a leak. We got a leak when we shot it right in there to political pulp, and it's exclusive on the Montreal Jewish News. Mm. And this is a real newspaper online, friends. Mm. This is not like Spoof or The Onion or the Cranberry or whatever other stupid things that I do, fake these funny news or whatever it's supposed to be. This is real. And we have an incredible scoop. This scoop is so big, they might even start talking about it. It's about investigations. We found out that everybody is either being investigated or not being investigated. And we have the scoop of this. That's right. Even the people who are or aren't being investigated, you've got to read this. It's all about everybody getting investigated. Watch out what you do. Watch out what you say, because you're being investigated. And you will go and read it, and it'll be terrific. So there's that thing. And, of course, 148.ca/Frank. I have no idea what I'm talking about this week, because I just finished. I'm through 2018. So if I pass on, you can still read my crap. Well, you can still read it anyway, because you go buy the books. You better buy the books. They're cheap. Get them while they're cheap, because you know what's going to happen, don't you? Something big happens, they're all off the shelf, and you'll be going, pulling your hair out. Why didn't I get those books for Frank when they were all out? Why didn't I get those books for Frank and Dollar when they were $2.99? Why didn't I get them digital books? Then you'll see. Yeah. My son Ray is here with me. He was born in 1998.
Close.
Seven.
Up.
99, right before Y2K plus. And he will soon to be 18, he'll soon go into his 18th year.
No, it's 19th.
Oh, you'll go into your, you're finishing 18.
Yeah.
I didn't do that math very well, did I?
And it's your math.
Oh,
you're
okay,
the only one that does it.
So you are 18, that's right. You've been in your 18th year. You're going into, right, you're ending your 18, going into your 19th year, and then you say he's 18. You go figure that out too, friends. If you can't figure that out, then.
You can't even figure it out.
If they can't figure out how right, how correct I am with that, then when you die, we will have your final goodbye. And I was going to call the radio, I was going to call the TV station and go, listen, I missed the second, third, and fourth goodbye. How many are there? Because if this is the final goodbye, I use that voice. If this is the final goodbye,
do I need to make it as good as the second, third, and fourth ones?
I also wanted to mention that Alex Jones is a hyped...
He's a hype man.
Yeah, he is. And there have been... I used to work for a radio... You know, I don't like to use... That's what I was going to look up. Listen to this. Because people say this now so much. I'm going to look up this. Hold on to this mic, will you?
Okay.
I don't mean hold up. I make sure.
I feel like I know what the word is.
You do?
Is it in the L's?
Yeah.
Yep. I know,
you know
what you're looking up.
Right? It's not luminosity. Lower house. Did you know that there's a logogriff? I don't even know some of these words. Lob. That's a kind of a throw. That,
yeah.
Soft throw. Lineage.
I can't read this one. What does this one say?
Literacy. Oh, I can't read that. Well, look at the lion there. Picture of a lion. This is, I love this dictionary. It's L-E. L-E.
Yeah, it's L-E. And there's a G?
Yes. It's
yeah.
It is legend. I want to look at the word legend because, why did I just bring that up?
You were talking about Alex Jones.
Oh, Alex Jones. Oh, because I worked for, people say, oh, he was a legend. A guy I worked with. Back in the old, when talk radio was, now, you know, we talk about how talk radio, and I'm always saying this, oh, it's gone over to the people who want to scream and yell the visceral right, the old right, you know, all the conservatives,
yeah.
And they've taken over radio because liberal people, they don't listen to the radio, right? they're doing other stuff, they're reading, okay, anyway, I don't want to make it sound, but they say things like, they're going to say soon, oh, Alex Jones, he's a legend, you're only a legend. This word is now so overused. Two words are overused.
You can't find it.
I will. Two words.
You're going backwards.
I know. That's how till I get someplace.
There's legislation. It's on this page.
Some places I go by getting backwards. I'm going into the kitchen. I'm going into the kitchen, but I'm past it. Oh, I think I'll retrace my steps.
Wait, that's legged. Legendary. Legend.
Legend. But here's it. People talk about there's two words. I'm not going to go about the other one.
Okay.
The other one they use now all the time is hero. Everyone's a hero. Everyone does anything. Who's a hero? She's 3 years old. Her grandmother fell in the kitchen and she went to the phone and she could beep, 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 beep. I don't know how to do what 911 would be.
Boop, you did beep, more beep, than three
boop,
beeps.
Boop, beep, beep, beep. And she called 911 and they answered, what's the matter? Your grandmother fell. Where is she? On the floor. I don't even know how to understand
it. This girl's
name
Lassie.
Yeah, Lassie. What? Your grandmother fell in the well? Anyway, you know, here everyone is a hero, and there was a legend, and this legend thing is driving me nuts, and I told you a couple of weeks ago that, you know, I don't like to see anybody die, and I certainly think people who are entertainers in their lives and they die, it's, you know, it's terrible because they're still people. I don't like anybody to die. But unfortunately, I had nothing to say about it. It just goes on and on and on like that. That's the human race, you know? But when it was legendary rock star Greg Allman died. I'm sorry Greg Allman died, but this was not a legendary guy. And that's it. Legend, legend, legend. Everyone's a freaking legend. Living legends, dead legends, remember unknown legends. They're all legends. Let me tell you what it says here for legend. And remember, throughout the history of this show, right here, that's my finger pointing, we always look at definitions. We embrace and trust and are loyal to the language. Okay? So, we look it up. Say, why are they saying that? Legend. Now, we're going to think of
You're never going to get to this, are you?
let's use Greg Allman.
Okay.
Right now, because he's a recent. Nobody knows anyone else. We know he's Hervé. Yeah. Nobody knows. So we'll do this.
Is now a bad time to ask who the hell is Greg Allman?
You don't know?
I didn't know when I heard.
This is how legendary the man is. Okay, you don't even know him. He's one of the Allman Brothers. They were a group in the 70s.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Okay, fine. Well, he was one of the Allman Brothers. Thus his name, Allman. When his brother died very early.
Okay.
I forgot his name. I forgot his brother's name. Stu. No, was it Stu?
Stu Allman.
Look at this type. I got another legend. But you know, when he died in a terrible motorcycle accident, they didn't say back then.
Nobody ever says a great motorcycle accident, though.
No. You want me to look up great? Because it would work. It would work. The English eye would work if you said it was a great. Look at 9/11. A great catastrophe. Mm-hmm. You use the word great. Okay. So Greg Allman and when his brother died, they didn't go legendary lead guitarist of the Allman Brothers, Stu. Now we laugh. What? Too soon? No. So, and legend, you know, they didn't say that. Now everyone's a frickin' legend. And I don't think that's correct. Because look what it does. Look at how it makes real legends seem like nothing anymore. Mm-hmm. All right?
It's like we can't learn, we don't remember how to hate ourselves anymore.
No, we don't. It's like the late night shows, I told you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, it's late night with Polly Pluckman! Yeah! It's at the beginning of every late night. Yes, at the beginning of every late night show. It's late night with Polly Stuckman! Tonight's guest, Polly Popo! Not tired! And there he is, Kelly Kopkop! Alright, on ice pump!
And there's just this massive, there's like a really subtle competition between late night hosts of who can jump the highest when they leave the curtain.
Stupid crap.
Because like you notice how each one of them has a little pep in their step as soon as they come out?
Legend. Here's the definition of legend. And this, what's great about this book that I use, we all know, unless you don't listen to the show, the Webster's New American Dictionary. Which, by the way, published by the most creative publishers in the world, Books Incorporated. I love that joke. What are we going to call this company of ours? I don't know. We got books all over the place. How about Books Incorporated? How about books? No, well, we got to incorporate Books Incorporated. This is from 1960. I've been using this ever since, and you can see it's taped up.
The definition could have changed.
No, definitions don't change, and to use legend... Well, that's legged. Limits, legged, having legs. Very simple. Okay.
Do you need me to read it?
No. Legend. Yeah, probably. Okay.
Okay.
Legend. It's legato.
Am I doing this?
My glasses are really weird.
Here, I got this.
Can you see legend?
I can see perfectly slowly. Fine. All right.
Here.
Legend. Noun. Any story coming out of the
past. Too loud now. Just.
Legend.
Yes.
Noun. Any story coming out of the past, based on history, but not verifiable.
Oh, listen to this. Listen right off the bat, but not, this is one, right? One, not verifiable. So, in other words, someone says, you know, Greg Allman is a legend because he was in that band that really made popular Southern rock. Well, that's verifiable. We know that. But if they said this would make him a legend. Greg Allman, who was in that group that helped start Southern Rock. Well, Southern Rock, okay. After every concert, he flew home because he had wings on his back. That would make him a legend. That would be a legend. Go, two. Is that two? Next.
Semicolon. The inscription on a monument.
See?
Semicolon.
Yes.
Descriptive lines under an illustration in a book.
Right. The legend.
Nothing referring to greatness.
No, not at all. And the thing about stories, right, in history, but not verifiable. So King Arthur was a real person, but he didn't become king because it took a sword out of the stone. Mm-hmm. That's a legend.
Yeah.
It made them greater than Paul Bunyan. Was a guy who went out and chopped trees, okay? Mm. But he wasn't 30 feet high with an axe that's big enough, you know, to chop off the head of the entire county of Dauphin County with one swipe. Johnny
Appleseed.
Yes. Do you think...
What a boring legend, by the way.
Do you think that this guy that before... What are all these trees that are now growing everywhere? That's what I said 20 years. Man, how long did it take for a tree to grow? A growing apple tree doesn't take... This guy...
How would they know it was him then?
I know. How would they know? What, are you going to leave a calling card? Like, call me Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed. Now we... Right? There was no Johnny Appleseed song, so I couldn't. But there are songs. He's legendary. That's the thing. Folk songs come from legends. Legendary. Like, Paul Bunyan probably had a song. Mm-hmm. Johnny Appleseed probably has a song, too. The songs were big to make legends. And of course, they made them into, things that it was not verifiable. Mm-hmm. It's not verifiable. Johnny Appleseed. Besides, if that's what he did for a living, who paid him? who was his boss? I've got these seeds from an apple tree, and I'm going to plant apple trees everywhere.
Yeah, you got a 10,000 tree a month quota to meet.
If you ask me, Johnny Appleseed was planting liberal fruit! Liberal fruit! No, I'm not doing Alex.
You see, the seeds were actually tainted and created by the government, so that when the trees are growing, they spew out toxins into the air that make the kids retarded.
That's good. That's Alex Jones. That's our Alex Jones. Alex, if you'd like to come on this show also... It won't get to him. This won't get to him. But if does anybody knows him or anybody in the broadcasting?
If you were part of the Jones
anybody
family.
Anybody knows anything. If you're a Jones, yeah. Anything. I don't even know if that's really his name either. I haven't looked into
Google.
Him. Yeah. And that's it, right?
Well, I mean, then there's legendary.
No. There's more.
No, that we got to all of it.
Inscription in a book. Right. The legend of see? That's a legend. So don't tell me. That these people are legendary, unless you're going to add something to. You know, this is, I just came up with the greatest idea for a book.
That's his real name.
Okay. I just came up with the greatest idea for a book. We get the people who died, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just legends.
Oh, and you make legends about them.
Yeah. And you write, you know, Greg Allman, you know, and then you do really was with Luke Allman. I know his brother. I can't think of his brother's name. Isn't that something? He's such a legend. He was a legend. His brother wasn't a legend. And then we say things like, not many people know this, but look, you know who did this? I'm trying to think of his name. I died recently. The guy wrote Confessions of a Chuck Barris. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
Chuck, you know Chuck Barris?
That sounds familiar.
Okay, he's a guy who created the Newlywed Game, the Gong Show,
oh, yeah,
these TV things.
Yeah.
And it was time to write an autobiography. He was later on. He died. He's pretty old. He died like last month or 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months, maybe, I don't know, 5 months ago. Okay. Anyway. And he wrote Confessions of whatever it was, but he wrote this book and it had all the truth about him, his relationship with woman, and how he was down and out, and how he created the Newlywed Game. How he created these, and but instead of it being dry, and because he knew that these were really, really squeaky clean, really mass media junk.
Yeah.
This okay, but he created the genre, and he knew it. So in order to make his autobiography exciting. He added the fact that as he got richer, okay, he was approached by the government to be a hitman. And in this book, Confessions of a, look it up, will you please? I don't mind promoting someone else's book if it's really good, but Chuck Barris deserves a lot of credit for this. He writes, and so there is truth in this, but he made himself a legend because nothing he says was very, and you know what? He said it was all true. So it wasn't verifiable. And think about it. Think of the brilliance. Is it verifiable if he's a hitman? He's not going to admit it anyway, and nobody else is going to admit
it. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind?
Yes, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It was a great film with George Clooney directed it. Bless you. George Clooney
That's
directed
right.
it.
Oh.
What?
Written by the man who wrote the greatest movie ever, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Did he write that?
Yeah, Charlie Kaufman wrote that.
Well, God bless him. He did a great job. He wrote the movie, but the book is great. Mm-hmm. Books are always better than movies, friends. Read, then watch. Read, then watch. That I like. But he had something really good to work with. It wasn't like an eternal questions of the goofy mind, you know, which was like, let's make Jim Carrey a real actor and then put a beard on him. And,
I mean, kind of like how the Coen brothers.
We're not
going
to rag on him now. We're here to rag on Alex. Alex, call us. Let's hypnotize him. Let's hypnotize Alex. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make about the Legend thing, let's take it easy on Legend, okay? Take it easy. If you like someone and you idolize someone, good, fine, that's what you do. I'm not saying there's a great thing to idolize anybody, but okay, that's fine. But don't go say, a legend died. You're not a legend unless you fly, puke through your ears, you know, you don't have blood. You know, that you have two brains in one skull. If you've got something that is unverifiable and it's just these crazy stories about this person who really existed, you're a legend, okay? A legend is not real in, well, anyway, you heard it. Look it up. I'm sure that if you look up on your modern different dictionaries, it's not going to say legend. Craig Allman. Rock star you loved is a legend. That doesn't work that way. No legends. Okay. John Glenn. God bless him. May he rest in peace. The first man to orbit the earth. Is not a legend, okay? Unless we make up a story and everybody goes, John Glenn, he's the first guy to orbit the Earth solo in a capsule and get out of it and run beside it for 3 revolutions of the Earth.
Here's something
in outer
interesting.
Space. What?
So I just Googled legend, mm-hmm. and the dictionary entry came up. So you have the standard one for the first one, which was the one we talked about. Yeah, the second one, an extremely famous or notorious person, especially in a particular field.
Okay. Now listen, they don't say, they use the word notorious there though. Okay. And you can't say that about some of the people they call legends.
That's as a noun. The adjective said a very well-known person.
Of notorious. I don't care. So it's worse. It's a noun. It's a noun. Let's look up notorious here. Listen, here's notorious. And you know, this is another problem I have, and that is the complication of word, the addition of meanings to words that forever, before the digital revolution, have been words we've used. This is why people are saying, I went to his funeral. I went to the final goodbye. You know? It's like, yeah. This is why there's tornadic experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just drives me nuts more than Adam Scott, whose real name is Alex Jones. I said Adam Scott. Da-da-da, there's guys whose name like that. Da-da-da. Think of names like that. Bobby Jones. Sam Smith. That'd be Samuel Smith.
Carlos huh? Danger.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, forget about this. Okay, let's move on.
Why do you care?
Because we go wherever our minds go. That's what this show's all about.
Whoa.
Let's see if I get any messages. Nope. Pretty soon we'll get a Periscope. And, we'll try that too. But here's what we want to do. I'm going to show you that there's other Alex Jones, and Ray is going to read. So you're going to read some stuff. I got stuff you can read. Okay. He's going to read some stuff. There's Alex Drones. Every day this, ever since the Russians, hacked the, you know, that's my water. I'm going to need some water over here. This is very hot. That's one of those, you know, you people who listen to this show every summer, you know, we had a couple of seasons where we had air conditioning down here. Do you know that? That
no.
was a long time ago. That was before you. I told you. You were just a kid. You were just a kid in diapers. Okay. What was I saying? Have some water.
You have stuff I have to read.
Okay. Ever since the Russians hacked.
That one.
And sent over all this crazy stuff, the WikiLeaks and all the stuff, the planting all the fake news. All this stuff from the alt-right, alt-left, and alt-middle, everybody alts, all the alts.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Alt, you know, Uncle Alt, tell me a story. Ever since all that stuff, there's you know, the term fake news comes out and people say like, that's not real, that's real, it's not real. Mm. Journalists think, the media stinks. Okay, yeah, right. Well, let it disappear for a day and see what happens, everybody. Okay, so there's, and I've talked about this before because I was on a station before the headlines, or I forgot what it's called. I'll show you.
Okay.
And Ray is going to, our Alex Drones is going to read some of this fake news. This comes out every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it predates Alex Jones, but if it does, he has definitely was influenced by this publication. And it's not a publication. It's a website. It's not even a website. It's a, yeah, it is a website. It's a website, but they send out, every day they send out emails, newsletters. There you go. By the way, that was actually something you held in your hands once, a newsletter. It was that called because it was a letter. You used to get mailed to people.
Really?
Yeah, now it's, okay. I think it's called Before the News. Let me find it, okay? And then we'll,
So right now he's looking for it. He's trying to find it.
No, it's not.
We have a vengeful Alex Jones on screen.
It's in my, here.
He's pulling up.
Yeah, Before It's News.
He's got it.
Okay. The morning edition. I'm going to go to the, I'm going to go to any one of these stories.
All right. Can you like.
Yeah, wait, I'm going to find you a really cool one.
Well, you got to expand it so
there
I.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, all you people don't know about this. And the person writes his name. I don't know if it's a really name. Jeffrey Pritchett wrote this. Now, they also have a radio station. They used to run this show.
Okay.
Okay, on the Before the News. And then I don't know what happened. Something happened, and they went, oh, geez, we got our crazy mixed-up things. You know, I don't know. Maybe it was probably.
So am I reading the text, or am I reading that in the headline?
I'm going to send you to this site here. Tell them the headline.
All right. As Alex Jones?
No, just read it first.
Planet X, the Navy. That sounds like a rock band.
No, you listen to it.
Planet X, the Navy says the Great Lakes will merge. The Nibiru cover-up.
You didn't know about this one, did you? Every day these stories come out. And remember, this isn't great stuff like the Weekly News. That's like really great stuff. That's the great stuff. You got to read that stuff. And then you realize Alex Jones is one big bag of flesh that has nothing in it but gases that stink up the world. You know, I'm making a legend out of him.
I think T.S. Eliot said
I'm making a legend out of him by saying that Alex Jones doesn't just tell you the news and the righteous news, but after he leaves, gases. Okay, forget it. I'm going to go to this story.
Holy gases emanate from his being.
I'm going to go to this story right now.
You can go to it a little
faster.
So
you go to this, site, Before It's News, and here it is.
Hey, you want to share this on Facebook?
No.
What's Stumble?
Okay. Now here, Alex Drones is going to, I'm going to take over the spot right here. Can you read it from there?
Yeah.
You want this?
Yeah.
I got to take off my headphones. My head is sweating.
I just beat myself with it. All right.
Okay. Here's the story. Read the headlines again now.
All right. Planet X, the Navy, says the Great Lakes will merge. The Nibiru cover-up.
There's a video, but you're not going to play the video. You're going to read.
I'm sending this up like an
fake news.
Like an improv group.
If you haven't hitherto heard of the mysterious Planet X, so-called because it is said to be a newly discovered yet ancient 10th planet for our solar system, believe me, you will very soon. Doomsayers are predicting the marauding planet's elliptical orbit will bring it to near the Earth, and Navy Intel is predicting the Great Lakes will merge into one, causing huge flooding. Now, Caltech researchers have found evidence suggesting that there may be a Planet X deep in the solar system. The hypothetical Neptune-sized planet orbits our sun in a highly elongated far beyond Pluto. The object, the researchers have nicknamed Planet 9, could have a mass about 10 times that of Earth and orbit about 20 times farther from the sun on average than Neptune. It may take 10,000 and 20,000 years to make one full orbit around the sun.
That's a story. Now, I'm going to find an even crazier story. You ready?
Yeah, that wasn't really that crazy.
Yeah, I thought. That wasn't so crazy. There's got to be another one here.
Wait
a second. Here's one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This has got to be. This is going to be really good, this one here. Because I have. This is.
Is that one of the guys?
Carl Derringer. Denninger.
And it starts by saying, go ahead, folks. Read this one.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, where is it?
This headline is.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it.
This the headline is. Go ahead.
100 million. Dead in U.S.
Okay. These guys are, this is new. You wake up in the morning, get your coffee, and this is, and you read Before It's News. Here we go.
Accordingly, I must communicate to you at this time the full extent of our dire fiscal straits and the potential disruptions that we face in addressing even our most critical core responsibilities going forward into the fiscal year. Now, my office has very serious concerns that in the coming weeks, the state of Illinois will no longer be able to guarantee timely and predictable payments in a number of areas that we have to date managed, albeit with extreme difficulty, despite an unpaid backlog in excess of $15 billion in growing rapidly. Now, we are effectively hemorrhaging money as the state's spending obligations have exceeded receipts by an average of over $600 million per month over the past year. My cause for alarm now is rooted in an increasing deficit spending combined with new and ongoing cash management demands stemming from decision. This is not about people dying.
Why did they do this? Wait, maybe it's down here? What would they do this? What? Bankrupt?
You see, this is probably about those Obamacare death panels.
Wait, we'll find another one here. Because I know they were really... is the Civil War coming? If not, why is this happening? Let's see.
Here comes
Armageddon.
All right.
Armageddon. This is an Armageddon one. This is going to be brilliant. Wouldn't it be funny if the story is nothing like it? They just do this...
Oh, that's a great picture.
They got a video game picture in Paris.
I like that little hunk of a statue.
Okay, here we go. Okay. This is it. Here you go. Alex?
Now, the world's armies are readying themselves for an epic Armageddon-style battle. Tensions between America, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and China have been growing for a number of years, and now we could be looking at World War III, especially considering what just happened in Syria. But it's not just globally we should be worrying about. Domestically, there are multiple issues heating up as well, from thugs running around and attacking Trump supporters to targeted attacks against conservatives. America seems to be in its own little basket of trouble, but let's not forget the fact that ISIS is ramping up their attacks too as it sits. Thousands of violent acts have already been conducted this year alone. Now the truth is, the mainstream media will not, and the globalists, do not forget about the globalists, will not tell you, and they don't know about this information, but we have a video that we will not show you, but the world is coming to an end and the kids are becoming gay.
You would think if you have a business, if you own a business and you said, we're going to run this story, right? Mm. And it's like everybody just wants to quit and just go home. And I'm going to go do as much harm to everyone I can. I mean, why should I even stay here if this is a story?
I have to say at this point, though, thoroughly disappointing. They aren't what I was expecting.
Really?
They aren't really Alex Jonesy. That one was the closest.
Yeah. Well, you know, they do it every day.
Well, not only that, I don't think even Alex Jones would trust their news source.
Colorado is having multiple disaster drills day after day.
Oh, something about FEMA. This could be good.
Uncountable number of FEMA coffins. Now, these people make this stuff up. Mm. Before it's news, it never gets to the news. Because you can't verify it. And
therefore, it's a legend.
These aren't real things, though. You gotta be a real thing.
Wait, what was that one? Ooh. What? Bible. Okay, so we have Bible prophecy. Right. No, there was one two up.
The British Constitution has been suspended. Have you heard about this yet? Did anyone, was Brian
What's
Williams?
What's the deal with that?
Well, was Brian Williams talking about, what's the deal with that? I'm gonna be 60 and I tell the same jokes. I stink. Okay.
Are we gonna see what this one is?
Sure.
Alright.
Let's go. The British Constitution has been suspended. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, wait, it's a video. The only thing it says, other than the comments, I just saw one that said, oh, what a load of trash. The Queen attended the opening of Parliament wearing a blue hat with yellow star-like ornamentation. The message was clear enough.
That doesn't mean anything.
That was crap.
All right.
On Mueller investigation, Trump should fight fire with fire now. What you really need to know about the U.S. war with ISIS and Syria. Okay. Get free before it's news headlines.
Yeah, that's it for this one.
I feel like we can make up better stuff than what we're seeing.
You could. My point being that there's now a plethora of this stuff all over. There are these right-wing people are coming up with these. They had a guy on one of the news shows, CBS, and he talked about how he does it. I mean, he knew he was doing, I'm going to do fake news. I get so many hits. So therefore, I'm going to get people to, I'm going to get guys sponsors because they know they're going to hit it. And they're going to take this, they'll take the people who believe it or want to believe it. Will take the stories and put them on Facebook or do things like, you know.
Yeah, they're great money.
And this guy's going to make money. I mean, you said he had made, in 1 month, he'd made $10,000, $12,000 on all sorts of stuff based on hits and things.
That's also before the election, too. You had a lot of those real alt-right news sites that were providing fake news, and they were all from these Eastern European countries and these more less – I don't want to say less developed, but these less rich countries.
Or Russia? I don't know if there's – there might be another before the news here I can look for somewhere. That I didn't throw out because I kept it. Tell them what they're listening to. Give do a thing there.
I gotta remember. I gotta try and get my voice. Cthulhu Chronicles. What was that?
Oh wow, are you a little kid?
Yeah, and the one intro thing.
You want to hear? Y'all want to hear?
I do not want to hear that. I've had enough of that pipsqueak. I had to deal with him for 18 years. Well, we are listening.
No,
right now, you're experiencing Cthulhu Chronicles in this 148.ca/1SRN1 experience here with Frank Cthulhu, only playing the hits, the greatest hits, and nothing but the hits, hitting it hard with the greatest, the legendary, anything.
I'm not legendary. I'm not legendary. I'm even legendary.
Coming up in the next hour, we will have on the air Alex Drones to talk about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Meanwhile,
so help him God.
Tell everyone they could go fill up their
You can fill up their liquids by going to your local faucet with a cup, a glass, any kind of container that can hold things, especially liquids, and drink it down because those bodily fluids, they need to be replenished.
And we'll be right back after this, and you could do that. We'll all go do our stuff there, too.
Cthulhu Chronicles, the internet talk show from the neo-postmodern world.
So last week, a friend of mine, I'm talking to a friend of mine, says, you know, they played that movie you always talk about that you like. One of your top 10 movies I've always talked about. The Thing from Another World, a Howard Hawks movie from the early 50s. An excellent movie for many reasons, but I'm not going to talk about it now. But here's what I'm going to tell you. He says, so I hear this, The Thing from Another World is on Turner Classic Movies, and I said, well, I'm going to watch it. I never saw this. And this is a younger person, so of course he doesn't know. So he just heard about it from me. So he turns it on, and he goes, God, it sounds familiar. Holy crap, what is that? What is that? Well, you know, that's that's the thing I just played, The Thing. The Thing I just played from the soundtrack written by Dmitri Tiomkin, by and large, a legendary music composer. But you know why he's legendary? Because he ate his mother. One day got up and was so hungry. No. no, Dmitry Tiomkin, who's a brilliant, let's just say brilliant, I would say legendary. And he wrote that. And when we put together a promo, we used the beginning of the thing from Another World. But here he is seeing the movie for the first time. And he hears, and he's going, where did I hear that before? Why is that so familiar? I never saw this movie.
Jack?
Someone, no, it wasn't Jack, it was someone else. But it was like, you always talk about this movie. It opens up, and there's this. And he goes, why? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's because he keeps talking about the movie. He's talking about the movie. And through the whole movie, he's like going crazy. And then he finally realizes... that it was out. I said, well, you know, you hear it a lot because I use that sometimes in the intros, certain in the middle of the show. And so now you know where that derives. So everything, this is neo-postmodernism. It all comes from somewhere inside my head and then goes out there. So there's that. All right. So that's the thing. And, we're here. And you're here with me, the third man, the godfather of internet radio, the, bar of broadcasting, the vegetable man. And the third man, I am here. And so is my son, Ray, who's helping me out by being with that. You were right. You know, the other day I said, listen, I'm going to do him. I'm going to do Alex Jones. And he goes, that's not Alex Jones. That's like, who is that? That's like some guy from an Abbott and Costello movie. Now I'm going to do Alex Jones. And I went, no, why? You do it. And then he did it. And it was better. Even though you have a high voice, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm actually having... questionable opinions about this show because I feel like in the future, once this goes up on archive and such, we'll be hearing about Ray Catolo, the man who legitimized Alex Jones.
No, well, we'll call him the big fat gas bag of smelly gas bag or something.
Listen to the big fat smelly gas bag on 106.4.
You know what would be great? You know what would be great? Watching, listen to this. Here's an image for you, right? Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones in a wrestling garb. Okay, they just got the trunks.
I've
all right,
seen Alex Jones shirtless way too much.
Okay, yeah, I know he always shows himself like he's big muscles thing, right? Mm-hmm. All right, but now they're in a wrestling ring. Okay, mm-hmm. And they're not allowed to wrestle. They do chest bumps till one knocks the other one down. Right, just constantly
like
chest
what
bumps.
Male penguins do.
Yeah, that's right. That's what male penguins do.
Oh, really? That just like seems like what they
that?
Do.
Wow, no wonder you got into that college. Of course, after they hear this and dig into what you do, they may say, I'm sorry, you can't go to our college anymore. Do they look at social media and everything when they... I think they do.
I feel like they see my stuff and they go, wow, that's different. We like that.
Yeah, you want that. But what they're saying is, that's not the same as everybody. We don't want that.
What's so wrong with some of my hit tweets, including the one you liked today? The one you liked today.
Still, okay, if you go to a Twitter, here's another thing. We told you at Ray Catolo, because we're going to do this shortly. We're going to Periscope, okay? So get your smartphones out and your dumb phones. Why your smartphones? Because to separate them from what?
Phones.
Phones? What phones? You know, only less than one quarter. I'm making this up, though.
One quarter of an eighth of a half of a percent
of the people even have landlines anymore. They're going like hotcakes. And why did hotcakes go so quickly? You know, why was everyone so gosh damn hungry? You know, but that was a tweet. That was something I wrote a number of years ago. I went to I went into the pancake business. I don't know, something about going like they were selling like something was selling like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went to IHOP and the breakfast was selling like hotcakes.
This is either a generational gap or
what?
Me being as insanely sane as I am. You say International House of Pancakes, that reminds me of a joke I told someone because I was talking with one of my friends and they asked me if I had decided on a college. And I told them that I decided to go to the International House of Pancakes.
What'd they say?
I don't know, they tried to make a joke back. It didn't really work out too well. Hooray for Captain Underpants. Yeah. Oh, da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da
Captain Spaulding, written house manners and time.
He's a real hero.
Well,
and by Alex Jones.
For this magnificent washout, a turnout, and now I'd like to say a few words. Hello? I must be going.
I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am through.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through.
But I am telling you, I must be going.
They just don't write plays like this anymore.
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even say.
Stay!
But I must be going.
There he goes.
And he actually goes.
They won't let him go.
There's something that I'd like to say that he's too modest to relay. The captain is a moral man. Sometimes he finds a try. This fact I'll emphasize with stress. I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
If he hears anything obscene, he'll naturally repel it.
I hate a dirty joke, I do, unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
The African Explorer.
Someone here says,
hooray, hooray, hooray.
Not legendary. Not legendary.
He went into the jungle. Where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey!
The African Explorer!
My friends, I am highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion. And I want you to know my friends, I am highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion. And I want you to know
now here's something interesting.
Highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion, and I want you to know, hooray for Captain Morgan.
Here's something interesting. It just dawned on me because I seeing him in this garb. He very much reminds me. There's this cartoon on Nickelodeon back in the early 2000s. It was called The Wild Thornberries.
Yes.
And looking at Groucho Marx as the colonist explorer, I had the image of Nigel Thornberry come into my mind, who is also just a caricature of the British colonists.
And this had influenced many people. Captain Spaulding had, here's an interesting fact for those of you who, you see, instead of listening to Alex, you could be watching this that's on YouTube. You could be watching this marvelous, movie, which was originally a Broadway play. Do you know how much it cost to get into when this Broadway play, the Broadway play's Animal Crackers, is the name of the play. Do you know how much it costs for the best seat in the house?
The best seat in the house?
$20. $2.50.
I was way over.
Way off in 19... I might have been a little bit more than that. But it was like before the Depression. So these guys... So there's a little guy. Groucho Marx, a real person, no legendary. Nothing legendary about him. But instead, I'm telling you young people, doing an investigation, and you want to read Groucho Marx. Read about Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx's books. He has books out. He was a great writer himself. Didn't use a ghostwriter. Mm. Very wonderful. One of the, and that's from the play, which became a movie, Animal Crackers. His famous Captain Spaulding. He said, once I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I'll never know. And he also said, we went hunting elephants. We went hunting elephants in Africa. But then we went hunting for elephants in Africa, but it was difficult. So we went to Alabama, because when we shot them, the Tuscaloosa. the Tuscaloosa. Yes, you're listening to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Isn't Tuscaloosa?
Oklahoma.
No, I don't think Tuscaloosa. Oh, you see, you guys are unbelievable. You got your smartphones. You put them on and you could do Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's somewhere in the South.
Yeah.
Isn't that Louisiana?
Not Louisiana.
It is Alabama.
It is Alabama.
Yeah, see? Well, yeah. So we went to Alabama and shot them because in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. And some of you know there are people go, I don't get it because they don't even know there's a place called Tuscaloosa. Oh, I'm telling you, the world has changed a lot. And that's way before I was even born. So, and to go to show you the brilliance that existed before you existed. All of you. Think about it. While you're listening to Alex Jones, I wonder what do you think his audience is made up of? What do you think his demographic?
His demographic?
Yeah, what's the demographic of it? Because of the kids he has people on, they're all in their 20s, aren't they?
I feel like the people listening are middle-aged white men who are considering
divorce.
Well,
what do you mean middle-aged? No. He has these kids on. He has these guys in their
20s.
Well, yeah,
because they're part of the whole show, too. But the people who really listen and eat up this stuff are middle-aged white men because they are the ones feeling most threatened in this world.
Well, here's what we want you to do now. What we're going to do is go to your smartphones, and what we're going to do, we're going to go to our smartphones. We're going to go to one smartphone, Ray's smartphone. We want you to go to this will see how many people want to interact. Now, those of you people who are listening on the rebroadcast, obviously you can't do this because, you know, we're doing this live. And of course, we have a limited number of people who can be on the server. So if you get on there right now, if you're hearing this, you'll get on there right now. But the thing about Periscope is people who are just trolling. Is that the word? Can you use that word?
Yeah.
The trolling? Or is that just the, no, I don't think that's a bad connotation. Isn't it to troll?
Well, it's not. I don't think you're thinking trolling.
If you're just scanning or surfing,
uh-huh.
I say surfing. If you're just surfing a Periscope, a lot of people just surf it. So we go on Periscope, automatically a couple of people are going to come on that aren't listening to this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to this broadcast, tell us when you get on there. We are now going to, it's at Ray Cotolo.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to spell Cotolo because it's the same spelling as in Cotolo Chronicles, which is you are right now. What?
We think.
Well, it could be, you know. The government could have changed the spelling of our name, right? Is that it? Is that what you meant by that?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Okay, yeah. Well, he's being like that. Ray, so go to at Ray Cotolo, and he's now setting up. Now, what do? You just
I open up the app.
And then you put it towards
us
so you can see our faces?
Yeah, and I click this little red circle with a little camera on it, like a Polaroid camera.
So you could see us. We could see us, too, right?
What should I should title it Alex Drones Live.
Yeah, there you go. He does it great. He texts with his thumbs holding it. That really takes a lot of practice.
What if we call his show Info S'mores?
Okay.
Info More now.
Info.
I'll just do Alex Drones Live.
Okay, just do Alex Drones.
Alex Drones Live. All right, go.
We can't get into trouble anyway. Even we said Alex Jones, we could just anybody. There's a million Alex Jones.
I mean,
here we are. This is us.
Okay.
We're on the Periscope. So if you want to see us on television, you could see us right now.
This is not television.
Do we need more light or something?
I mean, more light would not hurt. However, what is your exact plan with this?
Well, we're going to get people on and we're going to ask them if there's something that they don't like about the government or something, and then you're going to do a rant.
Well, you have to
or
remember.
I could do it because I could do listen to my Alex Jones.
Hey,
I do Alex Jones at super speed.
Hey, the government's making great frogs gray, and the gay frogs are going out and giving everybody warts.
How's that?
I mean, that was all right.
We haven't gotten one person yet.
There is one person. I don't think they can type. The whole premise of this Periscope, because some people tuning into the Periscope may not be listening to the show.
Right.
The whole point of this Periscope here is for you to list off whatever grievances you have with the government, and then we will have Alex Drones, our chief conspiracy analyst,
yes,
go on a rant about how your grievance is actually a government scheme.
Yes, and Alex Drones will tell you. You're getting someone. He'll tell you. We have him right here. Alex Drones will tell you the facts behind the conspiracy, the conspiratorial, the conspiratatic. We'll make another word, like, it's a conspiratatic attack.
However, this requires participation.
But we do, yeah. And you know what's funny? What's funny is the, I went on to this Periscope. The first time I went on to it, I went on to it with Jeremy Long.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, nobody knows him or anyone.
You think anyone knows me?
He had 10, 20 people already. And they're like, you know, people would just come on there. Now, what do we have to do?
You also know the reputation I have on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I don't. You have more followers than I do. Anybody out there? Can you yell at people? Here's someone. All right. So, who's this?
People are joining and they're leaving.
They're joining. Come on. Come in.
Okay. So.
Tell us.
I am Alex Drones, and I'm basically here for you to list off whatever issues you have with the government.
Tell us something you hate about the government. Tell us something you hate about president. Tell us something you don't like about
even about Obama. Oh, there's a lot about Obama.
Anything you don't like, something you hate, taxes, healthcare, Iran, anything.
Iran's
so many things. Iran's healthcare, anything. So someone goes on and leaves, right? They just go.
I don't understand why they do that. Is it because you know how notorious Periscope is too? Because
I do it for
the bimbo ladies.
As if
someone could click on this, going, "Who's this pretty chick holding up this camera?"
I don't ever find them. I found two out of a billion. I don't know where to find those fun girls get on.
It's always fun too, because I've clicked on one or two every now and again.
Hey, look, it's kind of like, look, you're straight. I stand sideways. I'm standing on a wall while you're there. Come on, get on. Come on, everybody. How do you get people onto this thing if they don't know you're here?
Well, I put out a tweet saying that I'll be more specific in the title. That's probably what it is.
Just say, something. Alex, if you hate, live. You hate.
Okay.
Hate. Something. Hate. Just say hate something. Use the word conspiratory. What is it?
Conspiratory.
Theories.
Theories.
Quick. Give us your conspiratory. That's not even the word I'm thinking about.
Give us your conspiracy.
Conspiracy is the word I'm daring about. Daring about? Thinking about. Give us your conspiracy. Come on, somebody get on.
I haven't put it up yet.
Oh, okay. You're listening to Cthulhu Chronicles. We're just having fun tonight with that big fat gas bag. The man who thinks he's, and look at me. I'm standing on the wall. Ray, my son, is here. And I'm standing on the wall. We're looking for conspiracy theories. Please, somebody get on here. Maybe it's the lighting. Maybe they want to see us better. Is that it? Oh, that's horrible. How do we do this so that there's lighting? It's too hot in here anyway. All right, maybe if you move over here. Can you move over?
If I move over here, then all of a sudden everyone's going to log on.
They'll see you. Okay. Now, we're going to... One person's joined. Conspiracy. What is your conspiracy theory? Give us a conspiracy theory, and we'll tell you what the secret behind the conspiracy theory. Alex Drones is right here, and he'll tell you. Where is it? Now, what did they do? Now, they don't even give us hearts. Why don't they give us hearts if you like it? They don't like it.
It's because it's me.
What do you mean? What? Do you have this horrible... Do you have a bad reputation here or what?
I mean, I also have mostly horse people following me.
Horse people? You know the government makes horses. Oh, no, horses.
Oh, there we go.
Horses.
I think we got a good start.
People are horses? What?
Okay. I think
why don't you just start ranting, and then maybe somebody will come on then.
So, recently the government started releasing their own sanctioned water bottles because of the crisis over in Flint, Michigan. So how lead was getting in the water, no one could have any clean drinking water. So what the government did was they did their usual thing and they tried to step in and step on the rights of these hard-working American inner city people. And they start distributing these water bottles when they don't even realize that it's a government plan to try and take control of their little baby minds and turn them into horse people.
That's very good, except nobody heard it. This Periscope thing is...
It's lame.
Yeah, it's lame.
It's very lame.
There's two people.
There are two people.
Who are you? Can you identify yourself? We're on radio. This is live on radio. Go tell your friends, your families. One person left. Why? You're on radio? Tell us your name. You don't even use your real name, I bet. Tell us who are you and type something in there. And what we'll do is you're on radio and we'll use a fake name. We don't care, but we will do.
The other thing too is you can only comment on Periscopes if you're using a smartphone. Some people will be watching this on a computer.
No, I could do it on my,
you have a tab.
Yeah, you can do it on a tab. Oh, it's a smart device.
Yeah.
Who is this one person?
Who knows?
Who are you? Give us some hearts at least. We got an audience of one. Yeah, Alex is in Alex, you're in trouble. We got you fat gas bag. Come on, you.
We need some conspiracies.
We got three people now. We know who is it. Yes, tell us a conspiracy that you. That's it. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Send us some hearts. What's his name?
It was a sequence of numbers.
Three people are on now. Come on, we're gonna tell you some.
Two people.
Oh well, he left. Why? Because some girl was jiggling her boob somewhere. Give us.
That was not here.
Anyone? Hello? Send some hearts if you. Can you even hear us? This is. You're live on radio around the world. If you want to participate here on Periscope, please participate on Periscope. You people, come on in. Tell us. Give us a conspiracy theory that you'd like to know about, and we will tell you the secrets behind it. We're only on for another 30-something minutes, or 29 minutes or something, so 26 minutes. I think it's 26 and 30 seconds. Well, now it's 26 and 15 seconds. Come on. Call your friend. Tell your friends to get on here. This is Periscope United. This is me, Frank Cotolo, with Ray Cotolo. Here's someone now. Three now. What is it?
All right. This is Humpty Dumpty. Now, Humpty Dumpty in and of itself is a conspiracy.
Yes, give it a Humpty Dumpty conspiracy. Here, you want to hear it? Right. Okay, here's
so
a Humpty Dumpty.
So we need to. So we have one commenter already. So we need.
What does it say?
We need. We need conspiracies. Give us, or even just issues, because some people just don't like the government flat out. We want you to tell us why you don't like the government, and we'll tell you why it's actually an inside job.
Yeah, there's the rhinos, Republicans in name only, and there's the dinos, Democrats in name only. So the rhinos and the dinos, tell us who you don't like. What are they doing? Why are they, what are they doing with taxes? How are they screwing you? Huh? How are they screwing you and your whole family? Tell me. You got jobs? You don't like jobs? You want to go be a coal miner? You want to be a steel miner? Can you mine steel? I don't know.
Are you a miner?
Are you a miner? Are you a miner? If you're a miner, get off this. This is for 21 and up. Now listen. Get me some people here. Now you're watching it and you're listening here. You're on radio. You are on SRN Media Works or any number of stations that are now across, you're on True Talk Radio. You're on Dance Radio, Dine Radio, Jiggy Jaguar Radio. You're on all these places.
Why'd you give him a genre?
He has a radio. K-Jag or whatever it is. K-Jerk. And we're on all these radio stations throughout the week. So you'll be on. So, hey. Look, can you stand on a wall? I am standing sideways. Now there's only one person?
This is not working.
Okay, listen. You've had your chance. We're going to go back to our show. You could have been on radio. Could have been a star. You could have been your own Periscope. So, who's that?
I was just going to stop broadcasting.
Okay, we're done. That's it. You know, I did this once on Skype. Just called people at random, which is really weird because nobody's ever home and on Skype. I don't understand that. You know, you buzz people. And then nobody ever answers. So it's like, that's why I hate talk radio too. And I've talked about that in many routines in the past. My name is Frank Cotolo, man's name adorns the title of the show. What else can we talk about in terms of that? I'll tell you what. I said back in the older days of radio, when radio was, when I was on talk radio, and maybe I could find this, while you do a thing and I'll find this other thing, which I played once before.
I'm doing songs?
Yeah, I want to play you this crazy thing with, this goes way back. A man named Long John Nebel.
Oh.
Long John Nebel. I worked with him. And he's not a legend, but he certainly is a historic radio person. Mm-hmm. In early talk radio, he's the guy who invented the 7-second delay, by the way.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. And he's, he worked up until, his last day. I mean, he died like the day after his last show. He was dying. He knew he was dying. It's not like he was in accident or anything. But that's a long story. Just sorry about him. But there's just some great stuff on YouTube. Portions of his radio show where guys are screaming and yelling at him. I want you. He wasn't a conspiracy guy, but he used to have in those days. He used to have guys on. Who swore they went to Mars, you know, and they'd go, the spaceship would come in the backyard, pick them up, go to Mars. Crazy guys like that who did crazy things. I'm going to get you a Long John Nebel thing, which is pretty funny. While Ray now tells you about white cream. That's right. It's white cream. If you're going out in the sun this summer, You're good. I don't know. I'm making up a commercial.
I thought I was going to a Jones thing because my throat's starting to chafe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, you took my water away. I can't even drink. Which one was mine? Oh, I didn't want to drink that before. I thought it was yours.
No, I said that's my side. We divided it up like a 90s sitcom.
Yeah, but who was watching when you said that?
Who was watching 90s
sitcoms?
Hey,
I sounded like him that time.
No, you did not.
Teach me how to do it. Teach me how to do Alex Jones.
Okay. So the key to Alex Jones is all of his speech is done by making his throat vibrate.
You feel how
when you talk, there's a specific part in your throat where it sounds like the voice is coming from. Like it's up somewhere in your throat. Uh-huh. Basically, you gotta sink that down and have it just coagulate within the vocal cords themselves. It's a very deep sound to make. And then from there, it's just an exhale. Uh-huh. When you have something down there to block out the air, then you get the raspliness and it will just vibrate. And this is not a science, but now it is.
So if I go like that.
You're closer.
That's closer, right? That could make it vibrate. Okay. Let me tell you something about. Does that sound better?
I'd ask about the stoma.
Cause if I really get this down, I'll do the show from now on, Mike. I'll just go, you know what I'll do? This will get his attention. Next week, I'll start. That's Alex Jones Show, the Simple Wars. On the Alex Jones Show.
Wait.
Alex Jones Show. Oh.
I think we're tuning up. We're tuning up our throats. Go ahead, give me a turn.
Okay, you're getting there. It's that register.
Cotton balls. If you buy cotton balls, you buy cotton balls in the store. If you buy cotton balls in the store, you gotta know one thing. Cotton balls are made not made of cotton. Cotton balls are made from people who are killed.
You kinda have it.
Oh.
It's better.
Yeah, like that. Kinda like that, right? I'm all talking like that. Hey, disgusting people that are dying. Dying people have cotton balls.
You're putting emphasis on all of the wrong syllables.
Okay, then I went to the drugstore and I said, you got cotton balls? And the pharmacist says to me, why do you care what kind of balls I have? I did a joke as Alex. Hey, Alex Jones is a stand-up guy and we'll use Alex Jones as a stand-up doing Henny Youngman. Right, Henny Youngman. Thank you all for being here. Take my wife, please. Alex Jones. You know what? If I did that, if I just started the whole show of the Alex Jones Show, would he try to sue me? What's he going to sue me? I don't make any money off of him. So he couldn't,
that, it's parody.
It's parody too. So he would, let's have a parody. I don't want to spoil the parody, so I'll go. It's your parody and I'll cry if I want to cry. Let's find this Long John Neville. I want to hear this guy screaming, if I can.
WMCA.
Oh, this is why I work, WMCA.
Okay, we are back here again on WMCA, right here in New York City, the Long John Neville Candy Jones Show. Good morning, you're live on WMCA.
I want to talk to Long John Neville.
Yes, this is he.
First of all, I want to say you're doing a fine show tonight.
Thank you.
And I have a suggestion. I have a plan that would rid the city of all criminals.
Really?
Really.
Well, sir, give it to us fast, because we want to start by 5:30 tonight.
Oh, you mean you want me to tell you the plan?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't got to that yet.
You haven't got to the plan yet.
It would work. Believe me, it would work.
Well, how would you know it would work if you don't even know what the plan is?
Don't worry. I have it all.
All right. I won't worry, sir, and I don't want you to lose any sleep. You're live right here on WMCA.
Oh, hello, John.
Yes.
Yes, I just want to say one thing, and I'll make it quick. I just want to say that you have to be the dumbest person on radio.
You're right.
You really are. You're slow.
You're right.
You know how much time you take to introduce somebody?
You're right.
If you would put them all together.
Right. Everything you say is right.
And can I ask you a question? If he's so dumb, why are you listening to him?
Well, you see, he's off the air already.
I want to get the one where the guy yells at him. He'll call
this is a 10-minute video.
Good morning, you're live.
Oh, John?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I wanted to know,
I have a few Sears Roebuck catalogs from about 30 years back, and they're in perfect condition.
You can sell them.
Yeah, I want to know about how much money could I get.
I don't know, sir. Hello. You're live on WMCA. Hello. Good morning, you're live right here on WMCA.
Yes, hello, Long John?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was just about to die, and I wanted to have a prayer.
I wish you'd hurry up.
Yes. From all the people.
Yes, I hope you're successful, sir. Good night.
He was on all night. This could have been, for all I know, he's on for a lot of years, but I was there. God, I forgot the time I was there. But anyway, Candy Jones was his wife. And those guys happened to be guys picking up the phone and saying, can I talk to Long John Neville? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he would say, no, say, hello, John. They would all, even though I would pick up the phone, talk to the guy, say, yeah, hello. Yeah, my name is Stu. I'm calling from McQueen's. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. You're on line one. And then I would say, and I'd hold that so that John could pick it up. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they pick it up. They go, hello, where's Long John Neville? But the next voice you hear, I would tell every one of them, next voice you hear is Long John Neville. So what do they do? Hello, Long, is this Long John Neville? Like, no, there's 7 more people you have to talk to, you jerk. Jerks. And when he said 5:30, that's because he was on from noon. No, I'm talking about noon. No, he's on from midnight to 6. I used to work in the middle of the night. Ooh. And I used to get home when everybody was going to work. There was nobody on my subway train. Everybody was on the other subway train going the other way. But there's a couple of them I found here and there where guys just call up and screaming at them. And that's when, this is when talk radio was fun. Mm. Okay. But he didn't get on with any specific. And this guy was, he was an atheist. He was a hawker. He sold things, you know. He got into radio. But what I'm saying is he didn't have a routine, or a slant. Now, there was another guy in the 80s, very popular. Many people might not know this, a TV show. His name was Morton Downey Jr. Morton Downey Jr., whose father was Morton Downey, who was a famous newsman.
I mean, you could assume that.
Famous, not legendary. Morton Downey Jr. was a right-wing, really right-wing, all things American, really crazy guy. Used to have people on who were leftists. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is nothing new, what's going on. It's just a whole different theater. Okay? It's a different theater. Now the greatest one, this guy in California who's, his daughter became an actress. She was in The Cradle Will Rock. And his name was, I forgot his name. There was a guy in California. He used to have people. Oh, how could I forget his name? Oh, I'm sorry. Where's Jiggy when you need him? He would probably know this one. Cal? Was his name Cal or Jerry? Or I don't know what it was. But this guy used to have people on who used to attack him. And like they had a desk. He had a desk. And they always had a very cheap desk. Because people would come on and they'd crash his desk. They'd get violent, you know? Oh, God, his name is up there. I did that night tongue. I know it's... My point is, Morton Downey Jr., Alan Burke. Alan Burke is the guy who interviewed. What's the name of the guy who did the? There was a land. There was a beautiful land.
And what was his name? That guy's name?
And he also did "To Sit on a Sandwich," was another great song of his. Alan Burke was a leftist guy. He had that guy on his show. That's where I heard this guy who wrote this song, and did this album, and that's how this album became. Legendary. No, it became notorious as there is the word. What was his name?
Well, the band was called Brute Force.
No, it wasn't a band. It was a guy. His name was Brute Force. That's right. Brute Force was on the Alan Burke show. Let's see if we have
Stephen Friedland. Or Friedland.
Let's see if
Stephen Friedland.
Alan.
Stephen.
Burke. Wait.
I just said his name.
And what was his name? Brute Force.
Stephen Friedland.
Let's see if the one is here. Here's Brute Force.
Well, you're just gonna get a bunch of exercise videos.
Oh yeah.
And that's exactly what you got.
And a 1947 movie named Brute Force. how come we got it before when we got the?
You want to look up the song?
Wait, here's let's look up Alan Burke.
W-I-N-Z. The Winds.
Alan Burke talk show. Come on, stop. Why does it do this? There you go. Alan Burke. I'm off mic, as you could hear. 1985.
What?
Alan Burke on WGBS. Near the time that Jefferson Pilot sold the station. Who's Jefferson Pilot? I have no idea. Well, apparently there were guys who sang songs named Alan Burke. Look at this. Huh. Well, I guess there's not much of Alan Burke. He was another one. I wish I could remember the guy out in California who was. He was great. The Alan Burke Show. That, I know it's an hour, but let's just get a little taste of Alan Burke.
Thought you'd like that, Alan.
You know, it's amazing that how things. How you can hear things now so clearly. And that somebody taped it?
Back from vacation.
Wait, was that Alan Burke?
I don't know.
More times I feel like I'd like to do a little.
It sounds like someone commentating over an Alan Burke broadcast.
And that has 2,900 views. You can't even hear the thing. It's got 2,900 views. Hey, speaking of views, let me tell you that you got to go to Foo Dog Productions and catch part three. And if you haven't seen part one and part two of At Will at Large. The Charles Dennis was here along with Tim Delgado and Neil Dickey was here, actually here on this show, which is a wonderful thing to have, a Neil Dickey. You ever have a Neil Dickey? Sounds like a drink. What do you have? Let me have a Neil Dickey. Will ya? what a spritz of lime. A spritz of lime. Did I spit in your face? At Will at Large, Foo Dog Productions. We're helping him get a lot of hits over there, likes. Because he is a sec, and you see a lot of other great stuff there on Food Dog Productions. And write to, when a comment, not comment there, so send a comment if you subscribe to Food Dog Productions and you get the new one, say, we want Frank Cotullo in a movie. Charles, put Frank Cotullo, and he already told me he would do it, but I'm here. So if I ever get out to California, and I hope to get out to California maybe next year sometime, I want to do a scene.
When were you going to tell me about this?
Oh, well, I'll tell you someday. And I hope
probably
to get
after
there.
I go.
And I did tell you, because I said, if I hit the road, you want to be my Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want Batman, because you have to do work, though. You don't have to take care of things, you know?
Like I don't.
No, well, you know, this is different, but it's a long story. We don't want to get into it because people don't know what we're talking about, and we can't reveal it, so we won't. But I may be coming to a town near you. So that stinks. We can't listen to him. But, Cal? Cal what? It wasn't Cal Worthington. Cal, I'm never going to find this guy's name. What was the name of the girl who was in a movie called The Cradle Will Rock? Cause that was his daughter, and she was a pretty big actress at one point. And that was his daughter. If I can remember his daughter's name. California. Let's see if I put this. California.
Oh, wait, I got the play, not the movie.
Conservative radio guys, man.
Joan Cusack?
Look who come. Joan Cusack? That's John Cusack's.
No.
The Cradle Will Rock. What was her name?
I'll just list off.
Yeah, if we were on Periscope now, they'd say.
Well, also, you're talking about the one released by Tim Allen? Or not Tim, Tim Robbins?
No.
Oh, no? You're talking about the original play?
It's not a play, it's a movie. The Cradle Will Rock.
A 1999.
80 something.
Oh, the 81.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, no, I got the one from 99.
Okay, I'm looking for. I'm finding a lot of people here, but I'm not finding him.
It's a song by Van Halen.
No, it's. What's your name?
That's the only thing coming up.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I can't find anything.
Oh, this is terrible. Okay, this is horrible. That I can't even forget. I can't remember her name. I can't remember his name. Why do I keep saying Cal? I don't think it was Cal either. I'm thinking of, here's Cal Worthington and his dog Spot. The guy who sold cars out in California. Not Charles Kilmer. This is a good time for people to remember to be able to call in or anything. But we can't call in. I can't believe that. Oh, I'm sorry. We're keeping you up, right? You're listening to Cotullo Chronicles only for another 10 minutes. And then, you know, we will not be going into Savino Veritas for you people listening on the live stream of this show. Tom Savino, as you remember, will tell you shortly when he gets home. He had an event, a physical event, an internal physical event. It's amazing how we say these things now, isn't it? But he's doing fine. He had a brief procedure. He's doing fine. He's on his way home. Well, he's not now, not this moment, but he will, and we'll tell you more about that. And we're going to have him on. We'll be the first people who have him on here. So let me find California Radio Jingle Memories. I can't believe I cannot find this guy.
Is that John Waters?
This is really driving me nuts.
Secular talk, Ronald Reagan, Marxist.
How far back do I have to go for this?
I mean, you also just looked up California conservative radio man. There's nothing specific.
I know.
YouTube works on keywords. It doesn't work on ideas.
Oh, this, you know why? He was on TV. That's what's wrong. Television. Oh, I can't even spell it. Television. California conservative television host. 1980s. Let's see. Let's see what we get when we put something very specific in there. We get...
Eric Alterman?
No, not even
Patrick
him.
Patrick Gleason?
No, there's only... Look, there's Donald Trump. where is he? How do we get this from... I can't believe this. I'm wasting a lot of time. We're running out of time anyway. Here's Morton Downey, but that's not who I want while I'm off mic here. I can't believe...
Tommy Lahren. You do not want Tommy Lahren.
I don't remember... Oh, boy.
California Milk Advisory Board, 1980.
This is terrible. Because, here I am saying, everything. YouTube has everything. And it doesn't even have this. It does somewhere if I knew his name, but I'm lost. I'm completely lost. And that's going to be it. It's not going to be here at all. Oh, well. I promise that I will find out this. If somebody, what'll happen? Someone will email me and they'll go, "You mean Red Rockman?" It's not Red Rockman. I don't even know his name there. Tom Hartman, no. Cal? Why do I keep saying Cal? I know. And you don't even know his. I'll tell you his. I'll wait.
Yeah, I have no idea where you're going.
All right, I know where we're going. I'm going to go to Google. Watch this. And I'm going to go look up her name. The Cradle. Rick Cradle Will Rock. Here we go. This was his daughter. She was an actor. Oh! Okay. It's a movie. It's a play. 37. Yeah. No,
and
no.
And then you get the one from 99.
Where is it? No. Where is the one from 82?
No, that says 8,000 votes.
How could we not find this? What is going on with me? I know all this stuff. The Cradle Will Rock movie.
Online free? That's not what you want. Diagnosis? Is someone cradle rocking?
Let's just go here. Movies. Okay? I did movies, so that there's another one. Okay.
1999.
No.
I didn't know Hank Azaria was in that one.
Because that's not what we're talking
about. I know, but you forget he does more than The Simpsons.
I didn't know there was a play. I thought it was, it was, I can't believe this.
Was that the name of it?
I can't.
Or is that the name of another one? Oh, and I only have like 5 minutes till I hit the theme, and I can't find this. And we've lost. Let's get back to Alex Jones, and we'll do the. I'll look all this other stuff up and find it for another show. I want to mention this, and that is that we'll be. When we come back next week, we might have Stacy, not Tracy. Stacy may be here. I hope I can get her. Boy, do I hope I can get her. Stacy may be here. She won't be here live. We got some other things coming up in the future. I'm not going to tell you about. So why am I even mentioning it? So we got some surprises and things coming up that are going to be great. Ray close? Oh, we're less than a month away from you turning 18 years old. That's wonderful. Ray, you can hear on Friday nights here at SRN Media Works, Harness Racing Update.
Close enough.
North America.
And
North America and the Harness Racing. No, North American Harness Racing Update.
Close
at enough. SRN Live, or just look it up on YouTube and you could hear, see things. He's got two, tell your guests, your hosts, your sidekicks, your panel.
Yeah, I got an anesthesiologist named Mike Prebozy. I got a former trainer driver, named Rod Allens Jr. who just joined us.
So we got real pros there and a lot of fun. So even if you don't
I usually raise pros too.
You what?
You see, I advertise the show as a show about harness racing that I try to not make about harness racing.
It's good too because a lot of people are going, what's harness racing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's something like wrestling. Something like wrestling. Oh, ouch. There's a way I do that all the time. Oh, look at that. Look at that. That's the way I talk.
We'll remember it forever.
Yeah, I know. We had clipping all over the place. Ray is also a part of the panel for Forethought, Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on YouTube. Forethought. You go there, subscribe, and they'll tell you, or you can just be there. Where, and, he's on that, along with the artist Dean Mark Danger. I said Mark,
Mark
Danger.
Keep it Mark,
Mark
Danger.
Mark Trail, Mac Danger.
Oh.
Vanilla
Ice. Wait, no, I call her
Ice?
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, that's wrong. Vanilla Ice is a guy.
Yeah, she's just Vanilla.
Yeah, Vanilla. Jay Barnum, whatever her last name. And the artist D, of course. And sometimes me. Well, I'm there. Well, I'm there most of the time. But we just started. What am I in most of the time? What's most of the time? But I show up and I say things while I'm making notes and everybody talks and it's, you know, there's a lot of these live stream things are very popular now on YouTube. Back to Ray. At Ray Cotolo on Twitter and tell him about Sacapunkus.
Oh, that's
what
right.
What did you tell him?
So, there is a budding philosopher currently on the Twitter sphere who goes by the, not the adage, the title. Sacapuntus. Now, he's part of the Greek philosophical movement. He's not one of the more well-known ones, but believe it or not, he was friends with Aristotle, great Greek mind,
yeah.
Plato, who we all know for his wonderful putty, and then there was Sacapuntus. And what Sacapuntus does is he presents to you provocative, yet meaningless thoughts once a day. That's all I got, really. That's all he's got, too.
Yeah, so you go, then you get once a day. There's just like if you go to at Daily Meds.
It's better than Daily Meds. Let's get that clear.
Yeah, you know, when you're young, you're competitive. You don't realize the things. But we're not going to get into a family discussion here.
That's for next week.
I'm going to tell you, what is it, Sacapuntus?
At the Sacapuntus.
At the Sacapuntus is better than Daily Meds. Meds with a Z. But not that you want to go there, because you just want to go to Sacapuntus, which you can't even spell. Spell it.
Sacapuntas. In Spanish, it means pencil sharpener.
Now that is an emphasis on the P-U. At Sacapuntus. But anyway, thank you for doing your Alex Drones. It was fun.
Well, thank you.
You did well, and you taught me. Give me one last lesson while we're waiting for this.
What I teach you? Oh, that's right.
Let me tune up.
You do with Alex Jones here doing really good things. Alex Jones, we got to that Frank Cotolo. It's not real. He's a robot. He's an android. He's someone who comes from
That's it.
He's someone who comes from another planet, and he's created by a bunch of dead body parts, and he is always on the show. The Cotolo Chronicles, he tells you it's not about him, but it's all about him. He's egotistic. But me, I'm a big, fat thing. The muscles I got, they turn into smelly things, and they go into your bedroom at night and go under your bed.
They go under your bed at night? Did I say that? Look, let's do this right now. Because I got to tell you, I've had it. I am sweating. Ray's got to get into his car and drive away.
What's wrong with that? Because the government, Trump, is good. Everything is good. Everything's good about everything. Everything's good about that. You know what it's trying to make the world.
I lost it already. I'm just going to have to. I don't want to ruin my throat because I sing. Alex Jones can't sing. Alex Jones, you're welcome to come on the show anytime you want. You know, and we'll talk about the thing you sell in a drop. Well, it drops. You put into your, to make a person masculine, whatever it is, I don't know. I'm going to say this once. You're a scumbag. There you go. That's a great word to call somebody.
I don't care. I don't care what you call me. He goes, I don't care what you call me. I don't care if you hate me. I don't care if you love me. I don't care what you say.
Enough of him. as I'd still rather be in a room with Megyn Kelly, as crazy as she may be. My name is Frank Attola. The man whose name adorns the title of the show. Stick around next week. We'll be here. Something will go on. CattoloChronicles.blogspot.com. You could go there, find out what's happening and everywhere. You know what to do. Do it. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. I think we've said everything with every voice we possibly can. We'll leave you now because we have nothing more to say.